From NPR News in Washington, I'm Winter Johnston.
To our newest members of Congress, it is a special privilege and honor to welcome you and your families and extend congratulations to the newest members of Congress. Welcome.
Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi addressing the 113th Congress. Republican John Boehner has been reelected as Speaker of the House by a vote of 220 versus Pelosi's 192. Boehner, who's been recently criticized over his negotiations with the White House on the fiscal cliff, says lawmakers have a lot of work to do to lower the debt ceiling.
Our government has built up too much debt. Our economy is not producing enough jobs. And these are not separate problems. At $16 trillion and rising, our national debt is draining free enterprise and weakening the ship of state. The American dream is in peril, so long as its namesake is weighed down by this anchor of debt.
Shortly before the session, Senator Mark Kirk of Illinois, who is returning to work after recovering from a stroke last year, slowly walked up the 45 steps to the Senate while his colleagues cheered him on. Transocean has agreed to pay $1.4 billion to resolve Justice Department charges over the 2010 Gulf oil spill. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the money will cover civil and criminal penalties in the incident that killed 11 workers on board the oil rig.
Transocean owned that oil rig called the Deepwater Horizon. The company had already set aside nearly $2 billion to cover legal claims over the disaster, and the deal in the works would resolve Transocean's liability with the Justice Department, the law enforcement source says, including about $1 billion in civil penalties and $400 million in criminal penalties. The source also says Transocean is expected to plead guilty to a criminal charge, violating the Clean Water Act. The deal requires the approval of a federal judge. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
More Americans sought unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department says weekly applications rose by 10,000 to a seasonally adjusted 372,000 in the week of December 24th. Scott Brown, chief economist at Raymond James & Associates, says the outlook is positive, but there are still some hurdles that need to be cleared.
We're still in relatively good shape, definitely still in recovery mode. We've got some uncertainties due to the mini cliff coming up, the raising of the debt ceiling, the spending cuts that are going to kick in 2 months. And we still really need a long-term plan to reduce the deficit.
Many state unemployment offices were closed last week for the New Year's holiday. As a result, the department relied on estimates for 9 states. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 8 points. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been released from a New York hospital after undergoing treatment for a blood clot near her brain. The clot stemmed from a concussion Clinton suffered in December after she fainted at home while recovering from the flu. She is being treated with blood thinners. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered a change in the way members of the country's parliament are elected. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that the plan is drawing criticism from people who say it's designed to benefit Putin's political party.
The Russian leader ordered the country to be returned to a system of mixed elections. Right now, voters in Russia vote for political parties, which then decide who will fill their allotted seats in parliament. The new system will require that half of the 450 seats in the lower house of parliament be filled by direct election of individual candidates, the way members of Congress are elected in the United States. Supporters of the plan say it opens up the political system to independent politicians, but critics say the plan can be manipulated to win bigger majorities for Putin's ruling United Russia Party, which has been losing support. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
5 men accused in the gang rape of a woman on a New Delhi bus are facing rape and murder charges. Another suspect is believed to be a juvenile and is expected to be tried in juvenile court. The men were charged with raping a 23-year-old woman for hours and beating her companion as the bus drove through the capital. The woman later died at a Singapore hospital from massive internal injuries. Police say they are planning to push for the death penalty in the case. I'm Winter Johnston, NPR News in Washington.